Blizzard adds a Facebook login and some other features to its PC games coming up.
This is Tech News Briefing from the Wall Street Journal.
Hello and welcome. This is the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing in New York. I'm Jennifer Strong. Activision plans to allow Blizzard PC customers to live stream gaming sessions on Facebook. It's the company's latest move to try and jump on the growing mainstream interest in so-called esports. Joining us with that story is Sarah Needleman. She covers the video game industry for the Wall Street Journal. Sarah, what does having the Facebook login mean for game players?
Well, in this case, it's for people who play games on Blizzard's online gaming platform known as Battle.net. So if you want to play against other people online in real time in one of these games by Activision Blizzard, you would play on Battle.net, and now you can log into Battle.net with Facebook. And once you do that, you'll be able to tell which of your Facebook friends are also on the platform. Previously, you wouldn't be able to tell. You would just see a bunch of some people on your list of friends through their gamer tags, but it's not like you could search for someone by their name previously, and now you can with Facebook, and you may be surprised that some of your friends are Battle.net users, and you can start playing more games. And the more time you spend in games, generally the result is that you spend more money, which is certainly good for the companies.
In terms of competition, who else offers this?
As far as PC gaming goes, there's only one other major game that provides the option to log in via Facebook, and that is League of Legends from Tencent Holdings Riot Games. That option was added last year. Now, to be sure, we all know that we can log into most mobile games today already with our Facebook accounts. And if you have PlayStation Now or the Xbox Live service on those consoles, you can also log into through Facebook. So this is bringing PC gaming into the fold. And one of the most popular areas that is esports, and that's a genre or a corner of the video game industry that Activision Blizzard has been investing heavily in. And it's really, really popular among hardcore gamers. And the idea is to really bring more exposure to it to the mainstream. And what better way to do that than partnering up with Facebook?
Maybe we should back up here and explain esports, because not everyone knows how big a deal this has become or that there's potentially millions of dollars in it for folks who are really good.
Right. Esports is essentially video game competitions or video gaming as a sport. So in this world, you've got top digital athletes that compete in tournaments across the globe for millions of dollars in prize money. And these competitions are so popular that they're drawing thousands of spectators to arenas, and millions more people are watching them live online through live streaming sites like Amazon Inc.'s Twitch, for example. So it's really, really popular. Just like football or basketball, people are competing at video games on a professional level.
It's really interesting. So something else Blizzard is adding is live streaming video via Facebook Live.
Right. So Facebook Live is a new feature that Facebook added back in April, where you can basically post video live right as you're recording it. And what's interesting is that a lot of gaming technology is such that you broadcast live while you're playing games on other sites like Twitch. So now that Facebook has enabled live streaming, Blizzard is one of the first few companies to take advantage of that new feature by making it so that when you're playing its games on the Battle.net platform, you can actually will be able to click a button and live stream your gaming session on Facebook. And you can even have your friends notified. They can sign up to be notified. Oh, John is live streaming himself playing Overwatch right now against other people. I can watch. He's really, really good. I want to see how he plays. I want to maybe learn from him or just watch because it's entertaining. These are more amateur players as opposed to the pros, but certainly practice makes perfect.
Anything else you think we should watch for in this space in the months ahead?
Yeah, I think we'll see a lot more examples of PC games connecting through Facebook and certainly live streaming. Live streaming is really popular in the game space, but it's always been limited to more niche sites. And as esports becomes more and more popular and the average person is either watching it or playing in it, we'll start to see it appear more and more on Facebook and other mainstream online venues. Activision also, last month said it's going to start publishing live esports broadcasts on Facebook daily, and it'll be in a format similar to ESPN SportsCenter. So you'll hear commentators commenting on games and saying, You know, look how well John is doing. Or they'll do interviews with top digital athletes, just like you might see an interview with a professional football player or a basketball player. So I think we'll see more and more of that in different shapes and forms over time.
That's the Wall Street Journal, Sarah Needleman. Thanks.
All right, my pleasure.
And thank you for listening to the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing. For more podcasts, check us out at wsj.com/podcasts. You can subscribe on iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify. You can also find us on the Google Play Music app. From the newsroom in New York, I'm Jennifer Strong.